White, J.E. White, Emma. Battle Creek, Michigan, September 28, 1877. Dear children, Edson and Emma, our camp meeting has ended. We are all at home again. Father endured the camp meeting as well as we could expect. He comes up very slowly, cannot eat enough to sustain strength. We have very precious seasons of prayer in his behalf, and our faith is tested, but we do not become discouraged. I am now satisfied that he had a stroke of paralysis. He is very quiet, not exacting, patient, tender, and kind. The care falls principally upon me. He seems to feel that if I am with him, he is at rest. But our faith claims the promises of God for his complete restoration. We believe it will be done. God has a great work for him and me. We shall have strength to perform it. God has sustained me in bearing my double burden at the 5 camp meetings I have attended. I feel of the best of courage. I have labored exceedingly hard, and God has helped me. I now mean to complete my book and then let writing go for the present. We have had a most precious camp meeting, the best ever held in Michigan or any other place. There were 2 baptismal scenes, 133 baptized. Many of these were students seeking God for the first time. The Lord manifested his power again and again. We would have from 200 to 300 forward at one season of our efforts, mostly unconverted and backsliders. The students, 20 or 30, would go away in the groves and have praying meetings by themselves. There was also a special meeting every morning under a 60-foot tent for the students especially. They here talked, and we had the very best meetings. There was frequently much brokenness of spirit. I have not yet ascertained the exact number that have embraced Christ, but there is a large number. Quite a clean sweep was made. It was a trial to Professor Bell, Brownsberger, Willie, and others how so large a number of students were to be controlled, but God took the matter in his hands and wrought out the problem by aiding the human efforts by divine power. We praise God for what we have seen and heard. Elder Littlejohn attended the camp meeting. We sent a dispatch for him to come, and he sent a return, "I will come." He has again identified his interest with us, and I assure you he is a happier man. He has spent terrible years, he now tells, and his mind is relieved. He has gone back to Allegan to do a work among those he has helped in darkness. May God go with him and be his strength and his staff. May God keep him as the apple of his eye. I know that Littlejohn would never have taken the course he has done had it not been for his blindness and the reports of others that were false. But the Lord is very merciful to the afflicted, and I have ever believed he would come out right. Praise the Lord. Remainder missing.